Hello, listeners. Barry Robertson here from Capitol Rock Theatre Company, and I'm with the lovely Jen McDonald.
Hi, everyone.
How are you doing, Jen?
I'm good, Barry. How are you?
I'm good. Everyone keeps saying that we make a lovely couple, like on-screen TV couple.
I know. If STV Glasgow are listening, I think there's two new presenters here.
We
could have our own show.
I think we should do one for Ayrshire, and we'll be like, oh,
that
this morning, Ayrshire.
That is such a good idea.
I think we should do that.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening from STV, we are available. No, I'm only kidding. So we're here tonight to talk about, today, whenever you're listening to this, to talk about A Night of Broadway, which is going on tour.
Yay!
I was a bit slow there, Jen.
Oh, sorry. Yay!
Yay! So where are we going, Jen?
We are going to the Harbour Arts Centre.
Mm-hmm.
On the 11th of February,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to the Ryan Centre in Stranraer,
mm-hmm.
on the 12th of February, and then, which one we're really excited about, we're going to the Beacon in Greenock on the 17th of February.
So we need to definitely, me too, but we need to update everybody. Today is the 1st of February, and just to let you know that there's less than 20 tickets available on the 17th at the Beacon. There's roughly 20 tickets left at the Harbour Arts Centre on the 11th. So if you're needing tickets, come down to Stranraer and see us, or buy them quickly.
Yes, I think that's definitely advice. Get your tickets now so you don't miss this brilliant show.
I know. For anybody that hasn't been to the show, Jen, tell us about it.
Okay, so A Night of Broadway is an intimate night of musical theatre sang by four professional singers.
Mm-hmm.
All the material that was selected for these shows are mostly, I would say, are well-known and well-loved musicals. I know a lot that I'm singing are ones that everybody will know the words to, for sure. Two big ones in there that I think everybody would know. So it's an intimate night that you get solos, duets, group numbers. A good night, if you really love musicals, it's great. Even if you just like listening to good singing, it's also a good event for that as well. And it'll be great. The Hack's always been great in the Hack, so I think it'll be brilliant in the Ryan Centre and at the Beacon.
Mm.
And we're looking forward to meeting all the new audience members
in the
Ryan Centre and the Beacon.
And for anybody that hasn't been, you know, it's just really informal. It's really nice sort of lighting. It's banter, loads of banter.
Yeah, it's banterous. You get to know us as performers and get to know, like, maybe why we're singing the songs or why we've chosen them. And it's just a good insight to see to hear some live musical theatre in Scotland sang by Scottish people, because you don't always hear that.
No, that's true. A lot of these tours, you know, they're either well-known London West End and they're only up for one night only. Or and then they go back down.
That,
I know.
That.
I couldn't help it, Jen. Honest to God, I couldn't help it. I was like, that's too good. I'm sure it's in a Broadway song somewhere. So where can people buy tickets, Jen? The remaining 20.
People can buy tickets on the Hack's website,
mm-hmm.
the Ryan Centre's website,
mm-hmm.
or phone in the box office at the Ryan Centre,
mm-hmm.
and at the Beacon's website, or again, phone in the box office.
Yeah.
And I think you've got if you've not got a ticket thing on, a ticket web, Ticketmaster, I don't know. I failed.
Hashtag mega fail.
Hope you're not listening now.
No, basically there's a Facebook shop, so anybody listening to this page, you'll get directed to the buy now button and you can pick it up. Also, if you're going to the Ryan Leisure Centre, it's our first time in Stranraer. We've got the lovely Angela Whitelaw that's going to be appearing, who's from Stranraer, and the Harbour Arts Centre. We've got four amazing young people that we auditioned.
They are amazing.
We were going to take two, and me and Jen had to go through it, and we were like,
uh-huh.
Oh my God, we're going to have to double the numbers. So what's really nice is we've got somebody from South Ayrshire, somebody from East Ayrshire, two from North Ayrshire, and I think it's just going to be a great night for them. And then when we go to the Beacon Arts Centre, you've got us four, you've got a really, really lovely, nice bistro inside the theatre, so you can have a really nice meal, and then just, you know, take a wee cheeky vino, take your shoes off, listen to Jen.
I don't think you can take your shoes off, Barry.
I normally do it when I go and see a show. Is that
normal?
Why? I just think it's
No,
comfy.
I wouldn't say that's normal.
No, secret's
No.
out now, isn't
Yeah. You've told everybody your what you do when you go to the theatre. I'll not be sitting next to you if I see you in the theatre.
Oh no, you will. Even if I've got to stalk you and buy the next seat ticket next to you. What do you think? No.
No, not
So, from both myself and Jen, I had to think what I was going to say there, Jen. From both myself and Jen, thank you very much for listening to our podcast, and we look forward to seeing you on the 11th or the 12th or the 17th of February. And from Jen,
Yes, I'm saying bye now. So
yeah.
you. Okay, bye everybody. Hopefully see you at one of the dates. Look forward to seeing y'all.
Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Bye.